Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running the wheel still myself, the switchboard. So.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hi,
hey,
number three.
How you doing?
This is Louie.
Oh,
right, well,
hi, Maria.
Hello.
Is that you, Dedrick?
Hey, Nefertari, it's Louie.
Oh, hi. Hi, Louie. I'm sorry about that.
I think the cats better step it up.
I gotta get my act together with this producer myself. well, don't.
Hello?
So how's everybody doing? Are y'all ready for the game? Are you guys supporting
there? Yeah, the boy.
I'm gonna watch it Bahama Breeze.
Golden State.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Golden
State.
What's good?
Yeah, I want the Cavs when nobody wants to get swept.
Okay.
Hello.
What's it called?
How you doing?
Hello. Who's on the line now? Oh, Dedrick, you on?
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, Dedrick, you have four people, so because
hey,
I have
four.
Wow, there's a lot of noise.
Mute your phones, everybody. Mute your phones until it's your turn to talk. And that way everybody can hear each other. Jessica's going to take over now. And I'm
going to be quiet. Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy. I know y'all was talking about who you got and all that good stuff. You know, It's 3-0. It don't look good. What y'all think? Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody there?
Hello. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Please mute your phone. If you're not
speaking,
please mute your phone.
All right, I know all it's 3-0, so what do y'all think?
Yeah, I think the Cavs gonna find some deep to win.
Okay. All right, that's your position. You got the Cavs taking this one game.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, I think what's going on in the locker room, that coach got me on. I'm like, yo, what side of history do y'all want to be on?
True, true. Hello? Hello, hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
I found the person
okay, good.
It was. I needed their phone.
Okay, good, okay. All right, well, I agree on what side of history you want to be on, because you really don't want to be on that side of history. Shoot. But honestly, I would like the Cavs to win at least one game. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to get swept. They should have won the last game, but should have, would have, could have. I really feel like the tilt is Kevin Durant, because that firepower is too much, man. It's too much.
Yeah,
that's just how I look at it. It's just too much.
He is fire.
Yeah. So
they got a super team. They basically who's weak on Golden State?
You say again?
Oh, who's weak on Golden State? Like, who can't really play? I think they even got like a strong bench.
They do. They actually do. And that's the dangerous part of it, because even when Kevin Durant and Curry was sitting down, the daggone bench was running the show, and the Cavs still couldn't keep up, really. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, LeBron is only one man. Kyrie Irving is only one man. You can't eat. Kevin Love is off and on. You know what I'm saying? He has his moments, but you need your team to always be on.
Mm-hmm. The way I feel that the Cavs could win is that they preserve. Like, some people's strategy say put LeBron in the whole game, but I say you got to preserve for those last two quarters.
Yeah, you do.
When you shoot, it takes a lot out for you to shoot three-pointers. Like, even though it comes liquid to them, it takes a certain amount of your body to do the three-pointer than a layup. So it's going to be a nice game.
I hope so. I hope it ain't no blowout. I hope they play and they win this game. But, you know, honestly, they're going to have to really do some damage early, because they built Golden State to be a Cav killer. You know what I'm saying? And that was the main reason why they built the team that way, because of what happened last year. And for Kevin Durant, you know, it's for what happened a couple of years before that. You know what I'm saying? And they couldn't pull it out. So I think this is more or less like a revenge type of situation. You know,
this is like sports withdrawal, though, because you gotta think, once this over with, ain't nobody trying to watch baseball for a long time.
No, because I know I ain't really into baseball like that. Yeah, some people, but it's not going to be a substantial amount of people doing it. But, well, I can't say that, because baseball is the nation's top sport, you know, per se. But
where do other people on the line go?
Not sure. Where's everybody at? Is anybody else on the phone? Anybody else on the line? Anybody else on the line?
They're just being quiet, and the one number is muted, but
they must be at a sports bar or something.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to try to unmute them again real quick and see if it's still noisy.
If it's at a bar, it will be.
Hello, hello, hello.
What is
hello.
Your business, my friend? Yes, welcome.
Hello, are we talking sports?
Well, yes,
we're
talking sports. Yes, indeed. You're
all
in the right
good,
place.
Very, very good. LeBron James is going to get his ass kicked tonight. What's going on, y'all? Talk to him.
LeBron not going to get his butt kicked. He the one that scored the most points, though. His team got to step up,
yeah.
Like the man was saying. Like, he scored 40 points. Which that's 25% of the team.
Hey, you're 100% right. But at the end of the day, he might as well get his vacation plans together, because I think this is over tonight. I'm be honest with you. I'm hoping that they win tonight. I want to see this thing go further. Because, like I heard someone say, when this is over, what do we have left? I'm not watching no damn baseball.
Yeah. Not NASCAR.
Oh, man. I can tell you what's going to happen. Woo! I'm going to be on the PlayStation 4 playing my own damn NBA. That's what I'm going to be doing.
I can't wait the football season. Bump that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. But did you guys do predictions? Anybody? What's the general consensus? Is it over, or we're gonna have another game after tonight?
You know what? I'm gonna give Cleveland one game. I'm gonna give them one. But honestly, man, it ain't looking good, because like I was explaining to the gentleman here. What's your name, by the way?
Oh, Lewis.
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, Lewis.
Like I was explaining to Lewis,
hey,
this is Dedrick, by the way. You know, that's their firepower is too great. They built a team, a calf killer team. You know what I'm saying? They ain't
mm-hmm.
built no regular team. This is a calf killer.
Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna tell you, like right now, any other team would have lost that game last night. I mean, the other day, they would have lost that game against the Cavs. But you know, you got that X factor in KD. Dude, you can't plan for that many people. Especially if you don't got a supporting cast, like Lewis said, the bench is vicious. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what you gonna do?
Yep. I mean, these guys are gonna be a problem for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be a real situation here. So, I'm excited to see how it goes down.
Does Golden State got any championships at all?
You know what? That's a good question. Did Chris Mullin get anything when he was there?
No, he was just prepared for the Olympics.
That's a shame. Well, he can. He's just like my man, Patrick Ewing. I'm a huge Knicks fan, and I was a huge Patrick Ewing fan, and it was so sad to see him retire without a ring.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that retired without a ring.
Yep, Charles Barkley, and yeah, thanks because they were out there in the Jordan era, you know.
Moses Malone.
Yeah. So wait a minute, did Moses Malone get one back in the day?
You remember that Jordan told Moses that as long as he playing, he ain't gonna get no ring. You don't remember
that's
Jordan told Moses that?
I remember that, but I thought Moses, because Moses, man, that is gonna be on my mind all night.
Yeah. I know Charles Barkley doesn't have a ring, but do y'all think the refs are going to like be honest this game with the referees?
It would be nice, but I don't expect it. I think if you so much as fart beside LeBron, he's going to drop and is going to get a foul on you.
Cause both teams walk. It's even on the internet how both teams walk, and it's hilarious. You can't get away with that on play ball.
Yeah, I think this was a case of just let them play. You know, let them go out.
I hope they let them play. Sure.
You know, let men be men. you know. Let these guys go out there and play some hard ball. That's what we want to see. But you're right, they shouldn't be walking now, damn it. I know y'all excited, but then y'all gotta dribble a damn ball.
For real.
Hey,
yeah,
Malone.
He did win. Yep, in 1983. Yep, with the Sixers.
Okay. Yeah.
Because in 83, Jordan was still in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hard to get anything with Jordan running around.
Jordan.
Hey, can I ask a question to everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Everybody keeps trying to compare LeBron to Michael Jordan and everything. What's y'all feelings about this? Because I think
this is my opinion. I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to listen to what you have to respond to.
To me, Jordan was not a freak of nature. Jordan worked on his craft to be
the best.
But LeBron is a freak of nature. He was a freak of nature in high school. He's a freak of nature now. But he don't have the mentality to be the greatest. But that's just my opinion. What do you say about that?
Could I respond to that? Yeah, my name is Maria. And, you know, I like Michael Jordan, you know, back in the days when he was playing his good, heavy basketball. But you got to make room for LeBron. But at the same time, you still have to respect the ones that was before LeBron. There was Michael Jordan. There was Larry Bird. There was Isaac Thomas. I mean, all those good players out there that led the way to the next LeBron, the next even Stephon Curry, the next whoever. But at the same time, we still got to show respect to the Michael Jordans, to the Larry Birds, like I said before. So we have to still respect the men that was from the old school with the new school. Because I'm all about sportsmanship. You understand what I'm saying? So this game tonight is going to be a good game, but at the same time, when they all leave, they still show love to each other. So no matter what, that's how I feel. I get the point.
Let me add to that. The reason why I say that he's not the greatest is because in the fourth quarter, everybody knew, no matter what kind of game Michael Jordan was having, in the fourth quarter when it was crunch time and game was on the line, you knew Michael Jordan was coming. Everybody knew. It don't matter what he did in those first three quarters. He got other people involved. But in the fourth quarter, everybody knew it was time to close the game. Michael Jordan stepped up. LeBron disappeared too much. Not only did he disappear, but a lot of times he's a non-factor. To me, you cannot be the greatest when crunch time, when you should be stepping up, you're falling back.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. I mean, he's great, and I'm not trying to take away any of his shine because – I think he has done more than I even imagined. But to me, I'm just tired of them comparing him to Jordan. And it's not about records. It's not about how many finals you've been to. It's not about how many triple-doubles. I'm talking about when it comes time to sit there and close that game out, just like the third game three, you don't sit there and let other people try to win it. You sit there and you take it on you. You say, this is me. We taking this game home. That was the difference between – that, to me, is the fine line between LeBron and Jordan. Is Jordan would have never, 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 in game three, down 2-0, would have never let that game go down to where we up by 7, and I'm going to let them come back and take it. He would have went and stole the game and took the game. And that, to me, is a mentality thing. I'm not taking away his physical ability. I'm not taking away his scoring ability. I'm not taking away what he do. I just think to be the greatest, he has to change his mindset to become the greatest. Because until then, in my mind, cannot see him as the greatest.
Even if he wins like two more?
Even as what?
Oh, even if he wins two more championships?
To me, it's not about a matter of championships. It's a matter of mentality. What I'm looking to see from LeBron, I'm looking for him. If you the greatest, if you are the greatest, if you are the greatest in the game, why you don't take the game and say, you know what, I got this. We're gonna win this championship. And a lot of times he don't. He disappears in the fourth quarter. You think about that. In the fourth quarter is when it's crunch time. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want to in the first three quarters, but in the, when you get ready to close the game, your best step up and they shut it down. He don't do that. He doesn't have the eye of the tiger.
My point,
the eye of the tiger. That's why I say you cannot be the greatest if you do not have the eye of the tiger. Think about this. In any sport, even like Muhammad Ali and all that, they sat there, they knew it was time to do what they had to do. They stepped up and they did it. It's not, to me, he's missing that one key factor to keep, that's in my mind, that keeps him from being the greatest. The numbers say he's great, but to be the greatest, you have to beat the best. And to me, he's saying
about this thing. It's 2017, and we still talking about Jordan. Everybody knows Jordan is 90. So think about about how crazy this man. Think about how in a little bit with the Wizards. I think the Wizards carried over to the new millennium, but that don't come. But we still talking about a man from the 90s. Like what? Why hasn't anybody came close? They talk about Kobe came close to Jordan, maybe AI and a couple other people, but we know they still didn't touch him yet. So the thing is, like, is he like really a blueprint?
I'm not gonna say he a blueprint. Mike is the greatest because after Magic and Bird, he strapped the NBA and took it to another level. He made it fun to watch. In LeBron's case, LeBron made making money a priority. Since LeBron been in the league, all the players in the league have their salaries have tripled. But
wow.
Look at the West to the East. Since LeBron's been in the league, the East has really fell off. The West is stockpiled.
But I don't think that's LeBron's fault. You can't put that on one man.
No.
Like, he's changed the game.
Dramatically.
He's changed the game.
I give him that.
Mm-hmm.
I give him that.
Okay.
He's a game changer. He's a game changer. But he's not a closer.
I can't argue with that. I really can't argue with that. But I mean, but you gotta understand, like look at the 7 years that LeBron was with Cleveland. They did not put anybody around this man, but yet he took a flat franchise and made it a playoff potential every year that he was there. You know what I'm saying? So that by
you mean
itself,
in Cleveland, right?
I'm talking about in Cleveland.
Okay. All right.
He put that whole franchise on his back. And what did they give
him?
They didn't give him nothing. But when he left to go to some place that was built to potentially give them over the hump to get on some championship, okay, everybody started complaining. Well, what do you think the players get involved in the NFL? I mean, in the NBA for or any of these sports? They want championships. That's why you play
right.
You want a championship. So everybody's going to put all this stuff on LeBron's head, but just understand something. Even Jordan had players that were role players that did their job when it was time to do their job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like everybody, they said, well, LeBron disappeared. Listen, how many games does he have to carry for people to understand that this man can't do it all by himself?
That's understandable. But now, these players that are on the Cleveland squad, those are LeBron's players. Those are the people he went to management and asked for.
Okay.
I don't know any other. I don't know any other organization in the NBA where this star has actually went to management and said, "Get him."
Golden State did it. Miami did it.
Wait, who?
Also,
wait a minute.
Do y'all think the college championship means anything? Because Jordan won a college championship.
Well, I mean,
well, not for
like
the NBA.
Saying,
When Michael Jordan with North Carolina when they won their championship? That's what you mean.
Do y'all think college is a factor?
No. Because that's two totally different levels. You think about how many guys have won the NCAA championship or been good college basketball players and went to the NBA and this fizzled out and done absolutely nothing. That means nothing.
Right.
Kobe
nothing
Bryant, how many rings? He got 5 rings. He didn't go to college. So that don't
right.
mean nothing.
Yes, he did go to college. He just did it when he was on with the NBA, though, on the side. Like when they had time off, he would go to college.
He did not go to college and play basketball. He was in Italy.
I know, but he went straight from.
He got drafted straight out of high school. Kevin Garnett, the same way.
But he did not go to college.
He went to college after his second championship.
But I'm talking about basketball playing. We talking about playing basketball. I'm not talking about going to college for classes. We talking about playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, we're getting two different things confused now. We talking about going to college for school, or you talking about going to college for basketball? Because you talking about going for basketball, he did not go for basketball. He was ineligible.
Right. But he went straight out of high school and he got drafted straight out of high school to Charlotte, and then they made that trade to L.A. Same thing with Kevin Garnett. Same thing with Moses Malone. I mean, there's a long list of players that went straight out of high school and dominated. They got their championship. My thing is, it's the heart factor. LeBron is a very, very good player, but he's not the closer.
I can't argue that.
Hey,
now, this is Hakeem.
I'll just say he got to prove himself. He's still fairly young, so he got to prove himself.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if he don't get help quick, people going to stay having these conversations. Like, they should have been picked up Carmelo Anthony or Derrick Rose when he was healthy.
Right.
Like, think about two stars on the team versus a team with, like, 6 stars. And they shoot 3.
And see,
isn't they like assassinated?
Now,
hold on. Go ahead, whoever.
Okay, I was gonna say let's get off LeBron for a minute and look at Golden State. The deck is stacked. Let's don't even look at when these players were drafted. Let's just look at the players and what they do. Draymond Green, a beast.
Hey.
A beast. You add Durant. You might as well say he's a 3-point shooting center.
Steph,
we don't even need to comment on Curry. We don't even need to. And now Clay Thompson finally wakes up, and now he's shooting the lights out. You got McGee, who really wants to play basketball now. I mean, I kind of feel sorry for LeBron.
Hello.
I kind of too.
Hello. Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey,
I just want to. Hey, what's going on, Rum? I just want to interject a comment about LeBron. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, right? But to me, the one thing that nobody talks about is LeBron is one of the most overrated players to ever come into the NBA. I just heard the other caller say something about Golden State, right? And it actually proves my point of what I'm trying to say. Everybody want to compare LeBron to Michael Jordan and everything else. But LeBron came into the NBA, and he's playing in the NBA right now where there's no superstars. On my top 10 list, LeBron don't even make that list. I have AI on that list before LeBron. AI came into the league where Jordan and them were still playing, and there were still stars, and he proved himself to be a superstar. LeBron is playing in the league right now, and who you got out here to play? Westbrook, Durant, maybe Curry, Paul George a little bit. You got maybe six other stars in the NBA besides LeBron right now. When Jordan and AI and all them played, there was like 30 or 40 stars in the NBA. You had to come out and be who you was. So LeBron has been getting a free ride in the NBA. There is no competition for LeBron right now. He's playing in a league where there's five superstars and everybody else is average players.
Good point.
Preach it.
Hey, this is our Kim. I just wanted to add on to the brother's statement. I agree, but when we look at competition, LeBron's getting a whole hell of a lot of competition right now. He's getting so much that he's about to get swept.
Okay, but not to cut you off, but that just goes to my point, right? All right, let's take, for example, when you had the Jordan of the NBAs, you had the Barkleys of the NBAs, you had the Magic Johnson of the NBAs, you had the Larry Bird of the NBAs. Karl Malone, John Stockton. They came out every night and faced that same competition that LeBron is only facing in this championship round. He's never faced this kind of competition day in and day out. And then when these boys play, you get your head chopped off. What no referees called, no fouls.
Hell
you play ball.
But
LeBron couldn't have made everybody would have compared him to Jordan. LeBron couldn't have made it back then when Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn and the Bad Boys of Detroit was knocking men on their behind.
That's my point exactly. Could Cleveland can this Cleveland squad battle seven games with the Bad Boys?
No way possible.
No. Well, it was Michael Jordan. Look how long it took Michael Jordan to win against Detroit.
Right. See, that's the point I'm making. Mike played against Detroit, but even with Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, and all them, Mike was playing against a squad of superstars that was already there, and he had to prove himself. Where LeBron come in, this is the first time in LeBron's career that he has actually had this type of competition every night that he has gone out to play. Any other time, Cleveland might play a team like they play Indianapolis. Only person Indianapolis really had was Paul George. Then they moved on to the next round. IT ain't no bigger than 5'7". He gave it his all, but LeBron's 6'7", 250. Boston didn't have nothing for him. But for the first, even when he was with Miami with Wade and Bosh, they had a little bit of stiff competition, but to come out and had to be a superstar 48 minutes a night against a team that has six superstars going into the Hall of Fame, it's proven that you're overrated. Because one thing about Jordan, that's the difference I try to tell people about Jordan and LeBron. When it's clutch at the end of the game and you're supposed to be the superstar in the face of the league, you don't defer to Kyrie Irving. You don't pass no ball to. You don't pass the ball to Kevin Love. You take that shot yourself. You the star of the team. You drive to the hoop like a horse and get a foul call.
Right,
because
nobody can't stop
you. Yeah, you're right.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Hey, can I add one more thing to this? You think about this. You brought up that Jordan had to go through the Bad Boys, okay? Jordan, this is the thing about Jordan. Every year they said Jordan had a weakness somewhere. Every year during the summer, Jordan worked on that weakness. They said Jordan couldn't play defense. He got Defensive Player of the Year. They say he couldn't shoot the three. He brought his three-point percentage up to a respectable level. But he sat there and worked to get through Detroit. Pippen at one point was afraid to go in with Detroit. Horace Grant was afraid to go up against Detroit because they're going to take their heads off. Every time someone gets physical with LeBron James, he don't step up to the challenge. He actually cowers down.
Right.
If you can
right.
go with LeBron, thing. He cowers down. And he's
that's another thing. Yeah, not to cut you off. That's another thing. I heard one of the people on that line say something about LeBron went to management. See, that's another thing with my argument about he'll never be where Jordan is at. Because one thing about Jordan, if you paid attention to his whole career, Jordan never went to management for nothing. Everybody that ever played the league, even Kobe, he said he went and watched Jordan practice. And when he watched Jordan practice, it made him want to be great in his work ethic. And whoever Chicago brought to the Chicago Bulls, they followed behind Jordan, seen his work ethic. They pitched in and they brought into the system. He never had to go to management. That's just like if you on a job. If you see somebody working hard and you know you can work hard and get to where they get at, you're going to do what you got to do. You're not going to go and tell the boss, oh, can you get me some better workers? You work with what you got.
That's right.
That's true. That is true.
Now, look at Kobe. Everybody said Kobe had one of the most killer work ethics next to Mike because that's
right,
the pandemic.
Right.
He wanted to be just like Mike.
Right.
And now, who's training players now? Everybody's doing the Mamba way. They're not following LeBron. They want to be like Kobe.
No. And then on top of that, man, at some point in time, right? I'm 6 feet tall, but at some point in time, when you 6'7", 250 to 270 pounds, you don't run down the court and then turn around, throw both of your hands up, and look at the ref for a call. At 6'7", 250, 270, you run down the court like the freight train you're supposed to be, and keep giving it to them. They're gonna back off you. You're the biggest crybaby baby that ever played in it.
What happened
Charles
to LeBron? That was in Miami. That was
but see, that's what people don't under. But see, that's what people don't understand. And it's a thing with most people, right? And I don't know if anybody's going to agree with this statement, but it's even with everyday life. If you take a person that's just average, before he went to Miami, he was out there in Cleveland, but he was out in Cleveland, he was just average. So you take that average LeBron and put him on a team with two superstars who have made the way, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Of course, he went to Miami, and he had a chip on his shoulder to prove to them that I'm supposed to be here with y'all and play this game. So he upped his game because you had two other stars on the team. But now sometimes when you do that, you know what I mean? So he proved out in Miami that he wanted to be here. This is who I am. But when he went back to Cleveland, Kyrie Irving was already out there doing his thing. He had to adjust and learn how to play. See, when he went to Miami, what people don't understand, when he went to Miami, I respect Dwayne Wade so much because he took a step back and said, even though I want to chip here with Shaq, LeBron's coming in. I'm going to let this be LeBron's team. He bit his pride because he wanted another championship ring. But with LeBron going back to Cleveland, that's the difference. Kyrie Irving ain't saying nothing about this LeBron's team when he come back. I was out here doing my thing when he brought him back, and I'm going to keep doing my thing. So now you got two stars on the same team.
You're making some good points.
Now they got two stars on a team, Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. And even though Golden State got all this firepower, if LeBron and Kyrie could put aside their egos and play together, they would get Golden State to run for their money. Because if you notice, since this year, what part is that?
What happened to the Minnesota Kevin Love?
Well, see, that's just the thing, right? But see, that's just the thing. Let me throw him in there, like I just deferred back to the Miami Heat when LeBron went there. That's the same thing with the Cavaliers, right? Here you got Kevin Love, prolific scorer out in Minnesota, prolific rebounder out in Minnesota. You bring him to a team with two superstars, and he stopped being a man and start being scared. He don't even know when to take a shot, unless LeBron or Kyrie Irving throw him the ball. But out in Minnesota, he was a superstar. So when you come and play with two other superstars, you don't give in and take no backseat to them. You come in the camp, listen, we all here, let's do this. You go and get your own shot, do what you was doing in Minnesota. You done came back and got laid back and wait for them to, like, see what they going to do first, and you the third option when you was the first option.
Well, let me ask y'all a question, though. How do y'all think about Tyronn Lue as a coach? I don't even know how he became coach so fast.
Well, see, here's the thing, too, right, and a lot of people don't want to put it where it's at. Tyronn Lue is the coach because of LeBron James. Because if you think about it, Mike Black coaching the Cavaliers. Black ain't do nothing wrong, and he took him where he took him at. And you turn around and fire this boy for no reason? That ain't had nothing to do with management. That had to do with LeBron. Him and the boy didn't see eye to eye.
add to that that Tyronn Lue is just a figurehead. He's a figurehead.
Right, and that's all
that
it is.
Team is led by LeBron. So you could give Tyronn Lue, you could give him the credit for coaching, but he ain't the coach of no team. LeBron,
no, and then on top of that,
don't want to do it, it ain't going to happen.
Right, and then on top of that,
Tyronn Lue knows that we know that, though.
Yeah, and see, then on top of that, to prove that your statement is true, right? See, a lot of people don't look at the big picture. They just seen LeBron go back to Cleveland. But in order for LeBron to go back to Cleveland, I don't know if y'all remember, but when he left to go to play with Miami, this racist behind owner in Cleveland said everything about a nigga that you can possibly say, referring to LeBron James. So in order for you to get LeBron to come back to Cleveland, all that apologizing wasn't enough. LeBron wanted to control the team, and that's why he went back.
And that's why they got mediocre management.
That's right. That's right.
I feel if the Cavs wouldn't be 3-0 right now, they had a good coach. I mean, they wouldn't be down.
But see, that's what I hate. I hate to hear people say that, because no matter what sport it is, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, hockey, a coach can only teach and say but so much. It's up to the individuals as men to go out and make it happen. So nobody can't blame the coach. It's like the old statement, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So anybody can come out.
You could bring Phil Jackson to Cleveland, and if LeBron don't bite into the system, it ain't gonna work.
It's not gonna work. That's right. That's right. And then on top of that, man, people have to understand. Just like you got Kyle Korver on the wing. Kyle Korver been in the NBA 15 years. This is the first national championship he ever been to. Everybody needs to take into consideration, anybody can play an 82-game NBA basketball season. But when you talk about going into the playoffs and you really got a man dingo up and bring it, everybody ain't built for that.
Same thing with Tristan.
Oh man, he's been I don't know if the Kardashian girl that took him outside herself or what, but this ain't the Tristan Thompson that was in the championship last year.
Let me ask you a question. You don't think it's a waste of money? How many of you guys think that this is going to survive, like just like all these other little leagues that they do? How many people think this is going to survive?
Okay, well let me say it this way in answer to your question. You said you believe, you asked me, the question was, well, one of the statements I heard you made, you said was a waste of money. But here's my thing to it. I don't look at it as being a waste of money, especially when it's Ice Cube's money. It's not the public's money. It's not no private donations. Ice Cube didn't put up everything and form the league. But here's my thing. I'm not looking at it as a waste of money. I'm looking at it as a way. It's just like with us being regular men. If you worked all your life and you retired, but you don't have no plan for what you're going to do for retirement, pretty soon you could have been the happiest-go-lucky man in the world. About 5 or 6 years, your whole life fell apart because you didn't have a plan. So for me, I like the idea. All these guys that maybe got hurt in their careers or got a little bit too old, they could no longer play. But here's a way for them to still substantiate their life and do something with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Y'all think Ice Cube going to get the dream team together? He wants Iverson.
Oh,
come on, man. Shot on the squad. Oh,
yeah, that'll never happen. Because that. But the only thing about that, it ain't got nothing to do with Ice Cube. But the reason why that would never happen in a lifetime, because Shaq's ego is bigger than he is.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You're
well,
right.
Ego is pretty out there.
Hey, this is Hakim. From what I understand, these big-name stars are going to be buying into this system. So it's not just Ice Cube alone.
Right.
These guys are partnering up.
Right.
Now, he'll be on Bill Maher tonight talking about it. So, and the other piece of it is he has no intentions on trying to compete or replace the NBA. He's trying to give you something to look at while the NBA is out of season. Right, like we were talking earlier, when after tonight, if these guys lose, what the hell do we got to watch until football season starts again? Because I'm damn sure not watching no damn baseball.
That's the thing nobody takes into consideration, a drop-off between the end of the championship in June and Tom's spring training start in August for the NFL. There's no sports there to watch.
Speaking of the NFL, I mean, I know we're talking about basketball, but is anybody planning on boycotting if Kaepernick doesn't get signed?
If who don't get signed?
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick?
I don't see why nobody would boycott. He's not getting signed because of what he stood up for. He's not getting signed because he can't play.
Well, I ain't want to go there, but that's true, too. Me
and I thought Kaepernick was going to be better. I thought he was going to be better. I thought he was going to be one of them players that improved over time, but it seemed like he took an L for some reason.
And then it's according to what system you go to. That's just like everybody talking about Klay Thompson might leave this year and go to Portland next year. Klay Thompson is a star in Golden State because the system fits for him. But if you take Klay Thompson out this system and put him in another system where he's not able to run up and down the court and spot three up and all that, Klay Thompson is just another player in the NBA.
Act Harrison Barnes.
Speaking of Harrison Barnes, I'm a North Carolina fan. Harrison Barnes left too early anyway.
From North Carolina,
he should have never left anyway. Harrison Barnes should have not have entered the NBA. He was not ready. He still has not gotten to the position where he should have been there. Harrison Barnes should have never even been in the NBA when he left.
Wow.
He shouldn't have.
Ask a general question, though. When it comes to the Golden State Warriors, how come the Lakers got blocked when Chris Paul was about to go in there, but they didn't block anybody from them having all them stars on the team?
Well, the truth is coming out about that they could actually win. They could have continued that deal. That's what they're saying now, but it's done. They should I don't understand it. I mean, they let LeBron go to Miami, they let Bosh go to Miami, but they blocked the Chris Paul deal. What was so special about that deal?
And it wasn't like the addition of Chris Paul was gonna put the Lakers over the top anyway.
Even though I'm a Laker fan, I mean, we would gladly had them, but we don't want them now.
That's right. For $50 million at 34 years old, he ain't got much left.
Oh shit!
And now they talking about LeBron maybe coming to LA. I really don't want that.
Well, that would be a business move on. It would be a business move for LeBron, business move for the Lakers. But all that's about, you'll be able to tell right to the knee if that deal happens. It's about money. Because at least in Cleveland right now, if you're talking about you play this sport for the love of the game and the goal is to eventually win a chip, leaving Cleveland and going to L.A. is the dumbest thing you could do because ain't nobody out in L.A. to play with.
Well, except if he don't come to the Lakers, he's going to go to the Clippers and join Chris Paul.
But let me say this to the group, especially on this thing that you're talking about now with LeBron. Here's me. Every time LeBron is playing for a team, things don't work out. Real men stay in hand of their business. Every time something happens, LeBron runs. He left Cleveland, he ran to Miami. He left Miami, he ran back to Cleveland. And now you done see six Hall of Famers against you every night. Now you want to run from Cleveland and run somewhere else. At some point in time, you got to man up. Come on, you supposed to be the face of the NBA. You went to management last year. Go to management this year and get them to bring Paul George to play in Cleveland with you.
Yeah. It's a different day and age, though, y'all.
Yeah. And then after you go to Indianapolis to get Paul George, get rid of Darren Williams, who was a bust. Get rid of J.R. Smith and go out there and bring Chris Paul to Cleveland to play with you and Paul George. Y'all might win the chip next year. Cleveland needs a true point guard. That's what they don't have.
LeBron James is on Cleveland, but do y'all think that he owes them anything? He did get them a chance.
No, he don't owe nobody nothing. He don't owe nobody nothing.
No.
Nobody owes nobody nothing in this world.
He gave the city of Cleveland there. That, I mean, now he's just playing for himself. Do you think that in the beginning of the season when Miami didn't give away their money and they let him go, do you think if LeBron would have took that pay cut and let Wade come to Cleveland, we wouldn't be really having this conversation right now?
Oh, we wouldn't be. We wouldn't be. But that's why I said at the start of my conversation that I respect Dwayne Wade more than anything else in this world. Because when they first brought LeBron to Miami, Dwayne Wade could have rescinded that deal, but he renegotiated his contract and he looked at the thing that he wanted to win another chip. But when the opportunity came back, look at Miami this year before the season started. All Dwayne did was come out and ask management, can y'all please pay me now for taking the back seat to LeBron? And here this man and gave y'all the best years of his career, and y'all couldn't give him $54 million that he asked for 2 years after all what he sacrificed and done for y'all?
But look what they gave Dorn. Look what they gave Dorn. And now Miami about to fall apart. The Waiters is coming to the West.
Yeah.
Don't be interesting. Don't be interesting.
You know, then you got to look at how many of these players that's even in the NBA right now. Doesn't matter whether they superstars got star status or not. What I look at right now, even in the NFL, because the NFL and the NBA is the one that's giving out the weird contracts. But my thing is, you got to look at how many people is even in this now for the sportsmanship of winning the championship trophy. That's just like Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony had a chance last year and during the trade deadline to go to some teams to win a chip if he was really pursuing a chip. But somebody stuck $105 million up under his mouth. Hell, with a chip, he took that $105 million. How much money can you spend in one lifetime? Go and get that chip and prove. One thing, I was watching a show the other night, and they had AI and Charles Barkley on there, and they was both saying, if they can give back all the money they made in their career for just one championship ring, they'll give it back.
Wow.
No matter how great you are, nobody going to remember you if you don't have that championship ring.
Ask Pat Ewing.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Well, at least I'm glad he looked up and got the Georgetown job. So.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Or let me see, Barkley came close, but he met up with Michael, so that stopped it.
Yeah, done. And the same thing you're saying, you look at the mailman. How many times, I just heard somebody on the line mention his name earlier, but for real, you figure Karl Malone was around 20 years. And in 20 years, he was one of the best power forwards in the game until LeBron came along. But who talks about Karl Malone and John Stockton? They had the best pick and roll the NBA ever seen, but they never won a chip.
Mm-hmm.
No talks about them.
Wow.
Yep.
They were unstoppable night in and night out. Say that again.
Only the historians mention him.
What about Michael?
I said they met up with Michael too.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Yeah. That's when it was stars against stars. It wasn't a star against some mediocre players. It was basketball.
Right.
I like that. Didn't want to go on YouTube. Iverson got to a championship with regular people. You talking about Eric McKee and Aaron Snow and that's
right,
why.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, that's why I said I put AI. I'm from Philly, and that's why I said I put AI in my top 10 list before I would put LeBron. Here you talking about, now just really think about it. Here you talking about a guy, and nobody has seen nothing like that since Tiny Archibald, but you talking about a guy
barely 5'7" tall. Bring it against 6'10" footers, 7 footers, 6'5". It didn't matter who you was. He was bringing it to you every night of his career. And for 12 years in Philadelphia, they never went out and got that boy a superstar to play with him. But every
year
he carried the Sixers. Every year for 12 years, that boy put his all into the game of basketball.
They gave him
I didn't know why they ain't at least reach out to Kevin Garnett or the other dude, Stephon Marbury or somebody.
Yeah, and they had – and the Sixers had money all these years because they never gave it to Allen Iverson. When Allen Iverson was there, we in Philly was like, okay, here come the next year. They got these dudes out there in free agency. I know we're going to get somebody now. You go and get overpaid, underwanted work, Derek Coleman, and give him almost $75 million. What is Derek Coleman going to do? He washed up.
Nothing. It was Mutombo to help him go to the finals.
Tony Kukoc.
Yeah, and the only person right now, if you offer somebody $1 million and ask them to name all the players and ask them to play all the name all the players that was on that 2000 team the AI took against the Lakers, only people you probably would know is McKee, Mutombo, and AI. Who gives a damn about remembering who gives a damn about remembering who Tyrone Hayes was? Or who James Jones was? Don't nobody know them guys, man.
Damn, I forgot all about ugly ass Tyrone Hill.
But see, this boy was 5'7", 5'7", and he bought it for 12 straight years. And then when he get on a tear end of his career, you trade him to Denver.
Yeah, at the last minute, ain't that crazy?
And then it just goes to show you. I hear everybody talk about different players in the NBA. And then it just goes to show you the same thing with AI is the same thing that happened with Shaq and Kobe. Sometimes your ego can outlive what the purpose is. Because when they did trade AI to Denver and Carmelo was out there, that year they traded AI out there, he put them boys on a map. They had a chance to go to the chip. Carmelo get jealous of the boy and stop playing ball with him? Come on.
But Carmelo, just remember, Carmelo and LeBron are from the same cloth. They came to the league same time.
Right.
And it's like that generation right there, if you look at everybody from that draft class, terrible, man. None of them got that eye to Tiger. None of them.
No. That's just like a lot. I don't know if y'all remember. I didn't mean to cut you off. I don't know if y'all don't remember. I was just arguing with my two sons about this because the game green come on tonight. And they was talking all this crap about LeBron. I mean, they were idols. And I was telling them, listen, real men don't throw a six-game championship because you find out your mom's sleeping with your boy on the basketball team. When they played Dallas and he found out that the boy West was running up in his mom, you going to blow a championship with this boy running up in your mom? Nigga, you can't stop that. Come on.
A championship Cleveland had.
Dad, you were supposed to tell that boy, listen, screw after this series. Let's get this chip.
We could fight after we win.
You have to think about basketball gives you a chance to prove yourself. So
right.
LeBron James proved something, but he didn't prove that he was a closer like somebody said. That's why I want to see LeBron James close. Don't pass the ball. You the star of the team. Don't pass the ball to some scrub. You take it.
Hey, you know, then on top of what you're saying, right, here's the most important point to what you just said, right? When you play in any league and you get into a certain pinnacle of your career, you ain't got to pay nobody off. You ain't got to promise them nothing or nothing. But when referees self see that you into the pinnacle of your career, right, 9 times out of 10, they're going to give you the benefit. Yes.
Hello, I'm sorry. I just want to know if you guys want to keep talking through the game or did you want the show to end when the game starts?
Oh, what time the game start? 9? I got to go to work.
We ending this
before the game starts because ain't nobody gonna be commentating.
No,
we ain't doing that. No.
All right, I'll be quiet now. Go ahead. Wait, sir, what's your name, sir?
Yeah. My name is Mark.
Clark.
Mark.
Mark. Yes. Mark. All right, Mark. What's the last four digits of your number? Because I need to call my lawyer and give me some money back. I need somebody aggressive. So I want. I need.
My last four is 5805.
All right, thank you, Mark. I got you. We'll
You're welcome.
If I ever need help. Thank
Don't
you.
Worry. I went to school for that. All you got to do is call me.
All right, I got you locked in. All right, go ahead, proceed. I apologize.
But the last point that I was trying to make, though, is this. If you got a superstar, right, and they run most of the time, 9 times out of 10, some of these referees have been in the league for over 20-something years, and they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Like you said about that part, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, when you're a superstar and you're supposed to be a superstar, I don't care how good nobody else is on the team. When a game is at the game, you're supposed to either win or lose with you. And all LeBron got to do is drive to the court. If he get touched, they're going to give him a foul.
Right. Two.
And if it was proven, the first two games, if he drives and either go for a dunk or a layup, they cannot stop it. It's guaranteed two.
Well, they
right,
might have
right.
Well, I won't say that. Wait. I won't say they won't stop him, because Kevin Durant has had him on his feet. But it's kind of weird. It's kind of hard to pinpoint. Because, you know, I think when they be double-teaming, they force LeBron James off his balance. I think they try to get
right,
him to go to the
right.
side that he can't really shoot on.
Right.
We going to see that tonight.
Yeah,
but
see,
everybody have a good night, though. I got to get ready for work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate talking to all y'all. Maybe we do this again sometime.
Yeah, we might
have
do
a good
that.
One.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
We expect next to be the Autobahn.
Yeah, this is gonna be interesting. This is gonna be an interesting game.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and watch the wrestling.
You said you're going to go back to what?
Watching wrestling when this is over.
All right, well, we can close it down and we'll revisit it. I guess after the game, to see whose prediction came through.
All right.
I'm inclined to want Cleveland to win one at least, but man, it don't look good.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Unless they come with more players.
I don't know where the players gonna come from. If the role players ain't doing what they're supposed to do right now, I don't see where nothing else coming from.
And see, we didn't even talk about that. It's still the starters are killing Cleveland. Golden State hasn't even started using their bench. It's done. It's over.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say, I haven't gave my prediction, but I think Cleveland's going to win it tonight.
All
I'm
right.
telling you right now, Coop said Cleveland's going to win tonight. Golden State mm-hmm. gonna go in with the mentality that they already won. Cleveland gonna have a chip on their shoulder and they're gonna get in that ass. I'm telling you right now, Cleveland is going back to Oakland. They're gonna win tonight.
Okay, fair enough.
They may not win after but they're gonna win tonight.
Where's the game at? Is the game at Oakland or is it in Cleveland?
It's in Cleveland tonight. They're gonna win tonight.
Oh nah. Cleveland's gonna win tonight. I take that back.
Yeah, Cleveland tonight.
They got to take one at home.
Yes, they're going to win tonight. and it ain't going to be close.
Oh, you think they're going to blow Golden State out?
I think they're going to win by double digits tonight. They ain't going out
no.
like that.
Oh, no. They ain't going to win by double digits.
I'm making a prediction right now. My name is Coop. Come look me up afterwards. I don't care.
I really don't care who wins,
but I'm telling you, Cleveland winning tonight. LeBron James. He heard all that stuff about it. He didn't take it to the hole. He's going to be a man child tonight. He ain't going home. He ain't just going to go home tonight, clean out his locker. He's going back to Oakland. I'm telling you, you heard it here first. They winning tonight.
Okay. Well, if they win and they blow him out tonight, he better get ready.
Because
when they go back to Oakland, he's going to get embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. But I ain't saying what they're going to do after this. I'm saying tonight they're going to take it up into tonight.
Okay.
They ain't being swept at home. They ain't going to get swept at home. Now, if they do get swept, I really don't care because they're not my team anyway. But I'm just saying I don't think they're going to win tonight. I mean, I don't think they're going to lose tonight.
But they ain't my team either. Mine's purple and gold. But it really don't matter. But
LeBron is not
going to
let them lose tonight.
All right, guys. I'm going to go ahead and step off because I'm at my destination. So, Kakem, you got it?
All right, so we ending this call now, right?
Yeah.
All right. It was real, fellas.
We'll see y'all after.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.